Gestural targets for speech production are only useful to the extent that they produce the right acoustic cues to make the phonemes understood. We know people use acoustic targets in their speech production. For example, in the robot arm experiment I was just talking about, there was a version where lip rounding could be made more difficult. In producing vowels with lip rounding, the participant used extra lowering of the tongue dorsum to compensate for lip movement that they couldn't do. There is no clear articulatory connection between lip rounding and the tongue dorsum, but both of these gestures can lower F2, and so add to the perception of a back vowel in English.